And Manchester United now reportedly joining Chelsea in the race to sign Juan Cuadrado. So, gentlemen, let's assume they're both offering the same wage packet, the same terms. Right, as a player, Paul, which club would you join? Manchester United or Chelsea?
Well, two great clubs, but I think the history of Manchester United, you know, their success, not recent success, you'd have to be tempted by Manchester United. And you'd like to feel that, you know, if you're signing there at the moment and they get Champions League, or in the Champions League, it's back on the way up, anything can happen, you're in all the big competitions, so next season could be massively exciting. So at Manchester United at the top of the league, there's not a better club in the world. You know, they're up there with Real Madrid, so... You know, you'd do well to turn down Manchester United.
Theatre of Dreams, 70-odd thousand every week. One of the biggest clubs in the world. You couldn't turn your back on that, Tony, could you?
Well, you can do. I mean, it's all about past history with United. They've not so won so much in recent years. OK, with the end of the Fergie era. Chelsea are the club that you feel that are going to be very close again to winning this year. I mean, also the financial side. Whether we like it or not, Rob... Many players who have played for London clubs and playing abroad, I found out many players wanted to come to London. Not only because of it's so easy for them to go in and out from where they want to come to. And you can go to Manchester, to Nice or wherever. But there's also a financial aspect that many players who have played for London clubs have earned fortunes on their properties. And now, you can ignore that, if you like, but I know many ex-Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal players who have played and... London being London, they suddenly say, well, I've had this great contract offer, but they also had this huge return on property. Now, Manchester at the moment doesn't offer that. Now, that, for me, would be the wrong reason, because all I'd want to do is go and play football, but it does, in some minds of some footballers, play a part. Yeah.
I know what you're saying, Tom. I'm not sure when you get there whether they start telling you like the returns on your house and all
no,
the rest of it. But,
no.
I mean, but you know, I'm trying to keep it in the realms of football. And at the moment, I mean, if you're signing on, just on today's the team today, possibly Chelsea, but I think if you're thinking a bit further ahead, you know, the size of Manchester, I mean, there's some lovely parts. I've lived in Manchester. There's some great places to live up there as well. I love living up there. So, you know, but I've had that experience. I know that. But if you're coming from outside, you know, maybe you wouldn't be so sure about it. It might make you nervous. There is an appeal of London. There's no doubt about that. And Chelsea are a top team. But, you know, over the years... If you've looked at Manchester United and their success and the size of that stadium and the history and what's gone on there, and you can imagine yourself being on the next wave of that at Manchester United with a top manager that's building a new team.
would you consider playing for Jose?
Oh, no, yeah, listen.
Look, Louis van Gaal has achieved a lot in the game, and he's at a great football club now. No. But you'd the opportunity to go and play for Jose... who has been a manager that's been incredibly successful. You know, again, he would play a part, like Sir Alex did for Man United.
Yeah.
Many players went to United because of Sir Alex Ferguson, knowing you're going to win.
I think Van Gaal's got that. You know, he attracts people, and the club attracts people. Maybe, you know, Moyes didn't have that. But, yeah, that's another thing. London and the Jose effect for Chelsea would be a big draw.
And a winning team if they win.
Don't get me wrong, there ain't a lot in it. No. I think you can discuss the merits of both clubs. I think you do well to turn Manchester United down.
I said to Walshy when he went to Liverpool, before we come in here, and we're saying, you know, you had the choice, didn't you, Paul? You could have gone to clubs in London, could have had the choice to go up north, and you chose Liverpool because of the success of the club.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but, you know, Liverpool had been in there 15, 20 years, had fantastic players, you know, were in all sorts of European Cups and winning everything in sight. So, you know, that's where you want to be. So for me at that time, that was a no-brainer. It's not quite such a no-brainer anymore. There's a few more teams, you know, in the mix, you know, Man City, Chelsea. You know, you could argue Man United could be back in that mix next season. I think that's got to be the goal for Manchester United. And if you buy into that as a player, that you'll be competing right at the top of the tree next season, you know, I don't think there's many better places to be.